tenacity in doing this and getting it going. It's also great to hear sort of your pet peeves and also to just generally chat and get to know somebody, you know, with a disability better. I feel like the audience got to know you as well too and your perspective. So
I hope so.
I really appreciate you coming on. I think it sort of helped a lot.
It was great to be here with you. Cheers, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Now that former President Trump's been indicted for his alleged mishandling of classified documents, what can we expect with his arraignment on Tuesday? Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The federal court system prohibits cameras inside the courtroom, inside the courthouse. They do take booking photos inside the U.S. Marshal's office. The former president will have a booking photo taken, but in the federal system, they don't release booking photos. We also know most, if not all, federal courthouses have private entrances for high-profile witnesses, high-profile defendants, or those who are in Marshall's custody and pretrial detention. It's possible the former president could be ushered into the courthouse out of sight.
The smoke show in the Northeast is getting a bit better, with the air quality improving for millions. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
The weather system that was responsible for funneling all that smoke down the East Coast is starting to break down and weaken and also move away. And that is allowing the winds to be kind of redirected and dispersed some of that smoke across the country.
Some promising news about an Alzheimer's drug.
The drug is called Leqembi, and it was found to be successful in treating Alzheimer's in the early stages of the disease. The panel's recommendation now goes to the larger Food and Drug Administration. If approved, Medicare could pay for the use of the drug. Approval would also make Leqembi the first in its class of drugs that work by removing amyloid plaques from the brain. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A remarkable story of survival in the Amazon jungle. Four young children were found alive after a plane crashed 40 days ago. Colombian President Gustavo Petro, through an interpreter.
Together, the military forces and the indigenous communities that helped with the search efforts found the children after 40 days. They were on their own. They are an example of survival that will go down in history. Today, those children are the children of peace and the children of Colombia.
Pope Francis is still recovering in the hospital after surgery earlier in the week. His doctor says while he's doing well.
We suggested to the Pope to not celebrate in the public tomorrow the Angelus
prayer.
The Pope was admitted to the hospital on Wednesday for abdominal surgery. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that counteroffensive and defensive actions are underway against Russian forces. He says his commanders are in a positive mindset as their troops engaged in some intensified fighting on parts of the front line. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 79, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 47. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I missed y'all. What's happening, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Yeah, man, I miss you this past holiday weekend. And man, it's good to have you back. You look good, man. You look good.
You know what, Earl? I appreciate you. I was sitting there and I rolled over last Monday. And I'm like, Earl ain't called me yet. What's going on? Then I said, oh. I was ready now. I was getting up, getting ready to go, and I forgot it was Memorial Day.
Oh, man, I had been on the grill for hours.
You've been on the grill? What you done grilled up? Some hot dogs and hamburgers?
Man, come on, man. You keep underestimating who I am.
Hey, man, until you show me.
Until you give it to me. So the next time you in the city, I'm going to lay you out. Okay. You know, because you forgot. You seem to have forgotten, you know. And I don't know what's going on. All these folk calling on the phone before we even get a chance to even get started. So
is it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. You know, maybe they can see that.
Well, let them in. They must got something they want to ask us, huh?
Well, yeah, maybe they see that real nice color that you got going on, man. It really looks impressive.
Earl, I ain't gonna say nothing about you today. I'm just glad to see you.
Hey,
man.
I'm glad to see you too, man. You know, our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You know, if you guys who are just joining us, you know, here we're open to different markets in the state. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger and Earl Ingram, and we talk about a whole array of things. But Gilbert, I want to begin, and people can call in. So by all means, that's what we want you to do: call in and have dialogue with the one and only the Gravedigger. But Gilbert, I want to ask you, man, about who was the toughest quarterback you ever played against? I mean, just the toughest quarterback that you know, man, you cats really put a whooping on, and that cat was still able to stand in that pocket. You know, because y'all, man, back in the day, you cats could lay a quarterback out.
Yeah.
Now I would say don't include Brett, because we know Brett was one of the toughest.
He is the toughest.
You said
that boy, I tell everybody, I say, man, if I was walking down a dark alley with a couple of dudes with pipes and knives, and I had to take one dude with me, I'm taking Brett Favre with me, because I know we're going to come out on the other side. I know it, dog.
Hey, he was that tough.
Man, he tough as country boy I ever seen in my life. I mean, anytime, sometimes Mike Holmgren can put the fear of God in you.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, just because he got the power to just, he got the power to just snap his finger and you gone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the fear of God in you. And when he tells you, I want y'all to look nice, I want y'all in a suit, tie, you know, look presentable, represent your squad, your D-line, right, your O-line. And Brett Favre still show up with a country shirt on and a country hat. And everybody looking like, ooh, with Mike Holmes to you. And Brett walk right past him. He don't say nothing. We like, oh, I don't. That's the pecking order too, Earl. Know your order, get in line.
Let me ask you something, man. You knew Brett. You guys are good friends and all those kind of things. Is that really what we saw when we saw him, just a guy, man, country kind of guy? That's who he really is.
What y'all saw is, to me, 85% of him. There's the other percentage that you don't see.
That we're getting to read that about.
That make us love him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The 85% is what y'all know and fell in love with. The other percentage on top of that is what we fell in love.
You know, here's a cat, man. I used to watch Brett stand in the pocket. Mm. And, man, deliver the ball, and they would drill him, man. I mean, really, really drill him, Gilbert. Mm. He'd roll around on the field for a couple seconds, and I know he was drilled. And get up and go back to the huddle.
Oh my! Earl, he dishes it out too. You know what I'm saying? He used to do some blocking when they get out there. And,
yeah.
And when he throw that ball, I've seen broken fingers.
Throwing the ball so hard,
drilling that ball. You know what I'm saying? And I always say, there is a different play between Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre going to get that first. He going to go past that line.
Even if he have to put his head down.
Even if he got to go, he going to go get it. Other dudes run to the line, stop, and throw the ball.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's the difference that people don't understand.
Let's do this, man. We got an anonymous caller on the line. You don't even need Calvin to, you know, even let's go to Anonymous on the line. Good morning, Anonymous. How you doing? You're under the helmet with the grave digger. Your thoughts? Anonymous? We're speaking to Anonymous.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I'm calling to go on the air, but it's good to hear your voice and say hello. I'm in Madison, and the show we have here has been covered up. I mean, it's on the air. The Stephanie Miller Show is on the air. But Mike Crute and some of the other white men are talking over it like they're introducing their own show. And it's just a technical glitch, but, you know, I wasn't hoping to say it on the air. But maybe this way they can find out and just pull the second show. You know, it's causing feedback on
pop. So, thank you very much for the call. So let's just, for the sake of clarity, the radio stations are going through transformations. And so there's a brand new lineup across the entire state as the radio station is going through transition and introducing more talk show hosts in different parts of the state. And so that's kind of where we are. We're going through some technical glitches during this process. So none of these things are personal. It is all involved with the transition that a network that is building to something tremendous is going through. So that's where we are. There's nothing personal going on at all. We ask that during this transition that people be patient with us, and the end result is going to be a success.
Earl,
yes, sir.
she just miss hearing your voice. That's what she's trying to say. So
come on, man.
Get it fixed so she can hear you. She's trying to say.
Hey, okay, man. I don't. It was. Yeah. Anyway, let's go back. Let's get back to
that. What's all that, man?
Hey, come on, man. Some things are left better unsaid, right? Gilbert. So Brett Favre, again, when we talk about the toughest quarterbacks that you've ever seen and ever faced, you talked about a guy, man. Who was it?
Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy Aikman was tough, man. It was a lot of them out there. I mean, Randall Cunningham was, Randall Cunningham was tough, man. Warren Moon.
You know
what I'm saying?
Warren Moon was a big quarterback,
Even my guy that passed away, what was his name?
Who did he play for?
Tennessee.
McNeil. I know who
McNair.
You're talking about. Yeah, McNair.
Yeah, you know, he was tough,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, those some big guys, though. Those some big quarterbacks. Yeah,
see, all them were big quarterbacks, you know, so it puts you in the mind of that big running, not like the Michael Vicks now.
Right.
Mm-mm. Michael Vick was a whole different
specimen. Yeah, he's like a deer.
Oh, my God. No, he was like Barry Sanders with a throwing on.
Yeah, because he was a little bitty guy.
But he was quick. He could. I mean, the thing that killed him is everybody in coverage. Now you got the four fat guys that got to contain this little mouse.
Yeah,
everybody going down. Everybody done took off running after they guy. You know what I'm saying? Then you got four fat guys trying to take a mouse out. Come on.
You know, man. If you look at the transition in quarterbacking positions today than what they were in your time, they're a whole lot of Michael Vicks. That's what you got.
The position has changed, right? Yeah. I mean, because you see more starting black quarterbacks that got an arm and can run. You see what I'm saying? That's the combination now. Before it was just a guy got an arm. Before it was just a guy getting run. Now you got the combination of both.
So what does that do for a lineman?
It's a nightmare for defense. It is a nightmare.
Whose first priority has got to be to stop a run, right?
Right. That's the thing where you always got to say, if you got a quarterback like that and you got a running back, you in trouble. Because now, if you stop the run, he drops back the pass and everybody's in coverage and he takes off to run.
Right.
Oh my God.
That's
a nightmare.
And you got an offensive lineman who knows the capabilities of his quarterback.
Yes.
And he changes the way he blocks you, right?
But see, that's what we was talking about. That's where OTAs and all that other stuff come into play. You got to know where your quarterback is by repetition.
So, Gilbert, hang on. We got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. And Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
To your family? How about someone with fur or feathers? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Our sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies, and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards love animals too and are inviting all of you to join all of us at the pet event of the year. Meet animals like those you hear
hear about on our Pet of the Week segment and talk with area businesses who can answer your pet care questions. But that's not all. Craft and food vendors, live music, and we're collecting aluminum cans, gently used shoes, and donations to support the Humane Society's important efforts here. It's WFHR's Pet Palooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. With thanks to our sponsors. It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr. Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
All good, baby,
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Way back
when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat.
With the hat to match.
Remember rapping Duke? Da ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight.
Biggie, time to get paid, right,
blow up like the World Trade.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I want to talk a little bit now, man, about, you know, football, man. And
my favorite topic.
Man, and mine too. And why football is, you know, America's number one sport. And why it's more than just a game. And so, you know, I certainly did not at any point in time reach the heights of what you and our good brother Leroy and all the rest of you great players were able to do. You clearly impacted so many people and now you
everybody had a different role, Earl.
Well, you'll be forever remembered because you're in a Hall of Fame. And the importance of being in the Hall of Fame means that you will always be remembered. You know, some people, only a handful of people can make it to those kinds of places. But what football does and has is man, so critically important, man. What does football really mean to you?
That's
a heavy question, I know.
Yeah. That's football. Football gave me life, man. Football gave me life just because I was a kid, didn't know what I wanted to do. My brother pulled me into it, and I started loving it after that.
How old were you when you?
13, 14.
Okay. Well, you came into a kind 14. Of old. You came into a kind
yeah,
of old.
Yeah. I didn't play no little league football. I didn't do none of that stuff. So I was first going into high school, organized football. I mean, you play street ball,
right?
You know, this, that, and the other. But you know, it's a game that challenges you.
mentally and physically. In the classroom, it's on your mind, because if you're not doing your schoolwork, you will not play.
Right.
You know, it forces you. And that's what football did for me. It forces me to learn. It forces me to share. It forces me to understand compassion. When I hit a dude in the throat, I'm compassionate after the game to make sure he okay. That's just how it is.
Hey man, so when did the love for the game? How old were you before you developed the love for it?
Probably my junior, senior year in high school. That's when I really fell in love.
When you realized how good you were at it? Is that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I realized that I was going to be good at age 14 when I started playing, because I knew and I studied the game. That's why I told you, I told my mom at age 14 what I was going to do.
Right. So you were throwing poke around at 14?
Yeah. Yeah, I played JV for 2 weeks. Been on varsity ever since.
So that's freshman, right?
Freshman.
You went right to varsity.
Right to varsity. 2 weeks of JV, and that my brother was kind of mad because I'm in the car with all the seniors driving, and he walking to the Dairy Queen. I'm like, my brother named Leroy too, so I'm like, look at this dude here.
Hey, you know, man, I just wanted for a few minutes reflect on what football really is and the impact that it has. You know, people watch it on Sundays and they love it. Clearly they love it. Like you and I talked about before. That you know, outside of soccer, there's no other sport that is gonna put 105,000 people in a stadium every Saturday, Michigan, Ohio State, 105,000. And you can imagine because you've been there. But most of us cannot imagine going to an event where there's 100,000 people, because you don't want to get caught up in all of that.
That's the thing, Earl. That's the thing. Imagine you in that bowl. And there's 100,000 people surrounding you,
screaming and yelling, watching you.
And you right there, and you just hit somebody in the mouth. So it's two levels. It's two levels of the roar now. It's the roar, and then you bust through and you hit the dude in the mouth, right? And then you get up and you do a grave digger. Oh my God, the roar goes even louder. Yeah, that goes like,
Hey, man. Hey, so when we come back from break, man, you gotta tell us where the grave digger came from.
Okay. It came from me whooping somebody.
We gotta go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 15th through the 18th, 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But, Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sounds of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event, Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting. Special treats. Captain America, Batman, and the Kit Car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Sparhawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 79, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 47. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Oh, get
oh, closest,
yeah.
Man. Oh, oh, hello, T-B-O-R-Z, someone for real, with my man, hell yeah, now,
what,
yeah,
bring it in,
now, right
fact. No diggy.
Let it breathe, bro. This is a good one. Let it breathe.
How you feel? Heavy D. Heavy soon. Get real. Check me out.
Girl, you look lost. It might be that shirt you got on.
You know what, Gilbert? You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
I'm letting it breathe.
There you go.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Let's go to Nick from Madison. Hey, good morning to you, Nick. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for the grave digger?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I just actually got in my car. I didn't actually hear what you were talking about. But.
No, well, so let me say to you, you can. No, it's Gilbert Brown, man. You got any question or comment? Anything you want to ask him? We're talking about football, the impact of football on
football?
The society. Yeah, yeah. Gilbert Brown, a Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer. Well, you know who he is, right?
Oh yeah! Oh yes, absolutely. And you know, I'm actually a Chicago Bears fan. You know,
they still got those.
Well, if you're a Chicago Bear fan, you should be excited because the Bears are going to be something finally.
I, you know what? You know what I say is every little boy who was born in Chicago, his very first words are next year. That's the way it is.
I like this guy. Yeah, I like this guy.
Well, you know, man, next year is just about here for the Bears.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they made a huge mistake by giving literally all the money to our last quarterback, but I think
who was your last quarterback?
There's room to grow.
Who was your last quarterback? You had so many. I don't. You know.
Shoot.
You don't even know.
I'm trying to remember.
I know.
Was it Mitchell Trubisky?
Trubisky.
No, not Trubisky, the one before that.
Jay Cutler, you talking about Jay Cutler?
Oh, man, you know how long
Jay Cutler played for us. He played for us. All the interceptions he gave us, he played for us.
He played for the Packers in the end.
He played for us by throwing us all the interceptions.
Oh. Hey.
And, you know, I was actually, like, you know, really happy to defend him at first because I thought he didn't have a lot of, you know, a good defensive line. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to perform.
Hey, Nick, I got to ask you, man. I got to ask you, Nick. You must be a throwback because, man, you're talking about Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler is almost 20 years ago.
You know the Bear fans. The Bear fans live in. They live in 85, man. They live in 1985, man.
Hey, and listen, man. I get you, man. I'm a Bear fan too. And the Bears are going to finally be, a good team this year.
Who said?
Everybody. Who said? Man. Everybody. The Bears investing money, man, they're going to be good. Anything you want to say to the grave digger, Nick? You know anything about Gilbert Brown?
No, I don't.
Well, let me tell him, because he's a Bear fan. Let me tell him.
Okay.
I go bear hunting with a switch, son. That's what I do.
Hey, so, Nick, read up on Gilbert Brown, the grave digger. Hall of Fame.
He's still watching at 1985.
Football player for the Green Bay Packers. Thank you very much for coming. Keep listening. So, Gilbert, I was asking you before the break about where you got the grave digger from. where you would dig the shovel. You take the shovel after you laid some cat out. And I don't think you can do that stuff anymore.
No, you can't. You can't do it the way I used to do it anymore. They put you in jail.
Right.
Or they send that, you know, when you got in trouble in the league for doing something on the field or uniform violation or late hit or something, they will let the FedEx man come in the locker room and put that FedEx envelope in your locker.
Come on, man.
To let you know that they about to get some money at you.
So Gilbert, so you, I mean, I love seeing you do the grave digging. So how'd you come up with that?
You know what, man? It's
because everybody was doing something. Everybody was doing something back then, right?
Right. Everybody always doing something. And to me, I wanted to look like that comic book character, just badass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to come up with something. Because, you know, I love comics. I love looking at stuff and I'm doing things like that. And I gotta come up with something, you know, that's make people say, dang.
And remember.
And then, you know, you go down the tombstones, all the names I done put on the tombstones.
Yep.
From Barry Sanders to whoever. You know what I'm saying? So I got a long list of dudes on that I done laid down.
So Gilbert, I want to get back to something a little more serious about, you know, I keep telling people I ran a football league for 20 years, and I would always tell the coaches the importance of what they do with children. And I would tell parents that, you know, I'm expecting coaches to be able to add something or put something in the lives of children more than football. You had a special man, Coach Dozier, who I had the pleasure and honor of talking to, man, for many years and interacting with. Just a great, great man who entered into your life. That high school football coach, man. My high school football coach's name was Ray Pozinski. And, man, he was a throwback, man. He is a little short cat, about 5'9", 280. And man, he was a throwback to the old coaches. Tell us a little bit about what that your first football coach, high school football coach, what that meant to you in your life.
Oh, man, it means the world to me, man. He talks to me every other day. You know what I'm saying? To me.
Yeah,
you know, I even yesterday, I
and for
had,
people who don't know, we lost Coach Dozier. Dozier.
Yeah, we lost him.
Several years back, but you still in communication with him.
Yes, I feel him every. Even yesterday, I was I got into my car, and I drove, and when I came back, I forgot that I had left my keys in my other car on the console, so anybody could have got in and drove away with it. I was gone for like 30 minutes. Came back. Luckily, I got a nice neighborhood of nice people.
Yeah.
But anyway, all I heard him saying was, son, that's a bird nest on the ground. Can you understand the terminology?
Yeah.
You know, if a bird nest falls on the ground and some other scoundrel comes up and see all the little eggs there, it's just like, thank you, God, for putting this in my lap.
Right.
So anything I do something stupid like that, it's a bird nest on the ground. That's an awesome terminology.
Yeah,
he just had it, man. It's just to the point where it's certain things in life where he would say, you know, one day you're gonna listen to me, and I say that to myself, and it was just God put him there for me, man, and for a lot of other gentlemen too, you know, and not just boys but girls too, you know. He was a father to so many. He never had kids, though. But he was a father to so many, which rubbed off on me to do the things
I need. So just for people to understand, and especially younger children and younger parents who wrestle with whether or not they want their child to play tackle football, Mm-hmm. You know, it's the ball is a tool. The ball is a tool. And what can be learned on that football field? You are still carrying it with you through your life. You used it even in the development of your children. Is it safe to say that?
I'm still learning, Earl. I'm still learning. You know, it's just, and this is a word of advice to coaches too, man. You got to be patient with these kids. You got to be patient just because you got to give them time to blossom.
Right.
You if you see something right now, it can be different in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You got to let them blossom. If you don't, you could be letting go something that's extraordinary by not being able to be patient with these kids, man. Because some kids they do act crazy, and some kids don't do what they're supposed to do. You tell them 15 times, da-da-da-da-da. You got to keep pushing the envelope. You got to be able to bring that out of them. You got to be able to tell them the classroom is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mentally sharp with these kids, not just ready to throw them away. Give them time.
You know, Gilbert, the thing about the football, especially with young children, and is that parents are there. The practice in youth football, especially, parents are there. And I would always tell my coaches, man, you know, your responsibility, man, is bigger than making sure the kid understands football. You know, so many life lessons that are learned on that football field that that you have to understand as a coach. You either make the kid love the game at a young age, or they never want to play again. That's the awesome responsibility that a football coach has. And so everybody can't be a coach, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I mean, you really can't. You have to have the right kind of demeanor to sometimes you might have to put your foot on his head, and other times you have to hug him, right?
It is, man. Sometimes you got to give them tough love.
Right.
I ain't lying to you about that. But then sometimes you can't be that coach that keep them down all the time. You got to bring them up every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're sitting up there and you see a whole family at practice watching their baby, one kid out there running around when they got two or three, they running around the sideline trying to keep them. That's the love of the game. It's dedication. They love their child and they poured everything into it. And then you got the nerve to degrade them?
Oh yeah.
Come on. Oh yeah. Man. Oh yeah. Come on.
You know, that some of them have watched too much TV.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I used to tell my coaches, I'm not looking for Vince Lombardi, right? Mm-hmm. Vince Lombardi dealt with men. Mm-hmm. I don't need somebody screaming and yelling at children because they missed the block. Gilbert, most people don't know how involved football really is, how technical it is. It's chess. It's not just people running around out there. There are all kind of moves and counter moves, and it's a technical, technical game.
It is.
Right? You got to be smart to play football, man. You can't just be a brute.
Yeah.
That place
you got to learn the game.
That place you got to learn the game. And each individual has his responsibility. And then you got to interact with all these other people who have their responsibilities. And that creates a unit, right? I mean, that's.
That has to play as one.
Right.
In order to win.
Listen, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sounds of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event, Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting. Special treats, Captain America, Batman, and the kit car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family, Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Sparhawk Trucking, and Civic Media. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Let me do the singing.
Oh.
Welcome
in that
back.
Shirt. In that shirt.
Hey, what, you don't like my shirt, man?
Man, it's too much purple in it, first of all.
Hey, man, purple and gold, man.
We don't like purple at all.
Welcome back to
in
the Pack-a-Land. Show.
In Pack-a-Land.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. So, Gilbert, it's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. We haven't talked about some of the things you enjoy doing. Some of, you know, you look like a guy who probably likes, you know, playing pickleball.
I can't even spell pickleball. What is that?
That's a little.
What is pickleball? I don't even like pickles on my hamburger.
It's like ping pong.
I don't want to know, Earl, because I don't care what pickleball is.
So let's talk about some of the hobbies of the grave digger that people don't know about. So I know, man, you and cars.
Oh, man.
Are inseparable.
Oh, man. A car to me, if I see a car, it's like a beautiful woman walking down the street. Hey, if she got the curves, that back end look right.
Hey, man, this is a family show.
I'm just telling you. What the car do to me, man. I'm just
you're
telling
you. You're comparing an automobile to a woman.
Because it got
some issues, man.
It got curves,
we might have
man.
To check you out for some CTR or whatever.
CTE, fool. CTE. I'm going to tell you, man. I think I told you this story. Yesterday was Sunday. I washed up a few of them, you know. And I got out there and I said, well, I got to burn some carbon now because it's the first time of the summer it gets out. I took it around the corner and I had my 14-year-old son with me. We're sitting in the car. And I cut the music on and we, you know, maybe some Heavy D or something. Boom, 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 boom. He looked at me, looked at the radio, turned it off, said, Dad, I want to listen to the engine. I said, that's my boy. I almost brought a tear to my
eye. So for people who don't know, Gilbert Brown owns over 25 vehicles. The majority.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Well, the majority of them are high performance.
Mopar, man. On Mopar.
High performance vehicles. That you know, I mean, can get out and tear up some road. So, man, where did you get the love of those high performance vehicles?
My father. My father was a gearhead. He was a drag racer, and he worked at Chrysler. So he always had a Mopar in the drag. From a Satellite to a Super B or to even a Ram Charger. He always had a Mopar in his driveway. Period.
So did you learn to do any? Do you know how to do any maintenance on those cars?
With all those cars, you gotta know some maintenance. So if you don't got no maintenance, I mean, you're gonna be paying the mechanic down the street a lot of money if something go wrong.
So
you know, okay. You gotta know.
So
my mama know more than me. I asked her the other day about something. She said, you need to check that distributor. You need to go check the hoses to make sure it's running right. My mama know more than me.
So you own all of these vehicles. They're high-performance vehicles, Gilbert. Yeah. And, and you know, they growl. I mean, I've seen you bring
they
different
rumble.
Vehicles.
Yeah, yes.
The different vehicles to the football camps. And,
yes.
And, man, people would look at them, and I'd see it by, yeah. That's Gilbert's car. And so 25, you got a museum, man.
I'm a classic guy, man. I mean, I could have Lamborghinis and da-da-da-da-da. No, I'm an old school. So if y'all was getting into the subject of electric cars with me, I would throw up. just because I'm not saying that, you know, electric cars, this, that, or the other. I just love the sound, the smell. You know what I'm saying? It's just something about a combustible car that I just love.
Yeah. So these the classic cars, you know, you said you have a
I saw one that went across Meekum Auction. You ever watch the Meekum Auction
and
Barry Jackson?
On. Yes.
One went across for $2 million, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, they got him.
So why would you give something like that up for a car you got to plug in the wall and go 20 miles before you got to recharge again?
So you do your homework, clearly. What's the oldest vehicle you had?
I have a 1958 Chevy Suburban. That's the oldest car.
1958 Chevy Suburban. How often do you drive it?
I drive it every blue moon.
Every blue moon.
Every blue moon.
If you put it out on the road today, will it rumble a little bit too?
Oh, it'll rumble. It'll rumble past you. Ooh. Ooh. My kids call it a milk truck, so I might drop two jars of milk before you.
and so you got a 69 Dodge Charger.
Oh, I got a story about that. How much time we got?
A few minutes.
We got time? Okay. So I went to this guy's house in Wisconsin. He was selling this 69 Charger, right? It was a rat nest. It was just horrible. He wanted like $10,500 for it.
Something. Right.
And I'm like, no, I wouldn't pay you $3 for this car. But I ain't telling him that. I didn't tell him that. I just said, you know what? I'm going to think about it and I'll call you tomorrow. And I'm like, I ain't calling the clown back. And his wife was sitting up there looking at me, smiling at him and smiling at me and shaking her head. Yes. So he said, you know what, man? You've been to Super Bowl, right? I said, yeah, I've been to two Super Bowls, Super Bowl 31 and Super Bowl 32. The dude said, now, every time I walk in my house, I kick the Super Bowl 32 helmet. I just kick it because we lost it, right?
Right.
He said, if you give me one of those Super Bowl helmets, you could have the car.
Wow.
I said, you can take this Super Bowl 32 helmet because I ain't going to give you my 31, but I give you 32. I felt so guilty. I had to get him a jersey and some tickets or something, man, you know, because but 3 years later, I got the most beautiful 69 Charger 440, all black. Oh, my God. I need an armed guard to drive with me.
Listen, man, I don't know where the time ever goes, man, but it flies when we get a chance to sit down and chat.
I think you speed it up, Earl.
Yeah. Hey, well,
you know, and that funny looking shirt you got on.
Well, okay, man. Well, send me. Do what Leroy Butler did. Send me a Green Bay Packer jersey.
I got to make sure it's big enough so you ain't got the number six.
They got to go. Hey, man, I love you, man. We'll be back on the docket again next Monday under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show.
Calvin, I'll holler at you.
See you later.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR.